racing to the first tee, knowing what fun it will be. Soon the starter will call me to the first tee.
Welcome and a happy new year to everyone. And this is a very special edition of the Grill Room. Special for two reasons. Number one, we're here at Kapalua on the island of Maui for the Century Tournament of Champions. And also because we're joined by contributing writer for Golf World and for GolfDigest.com, one of the more recognizable names in the business, probably the media member who's closest to Jack Nicklaus. His name is Dave Shedlowski. Been working with Dave for a long, long time, and he's kind enough to chip in here today. Jay Randolph Jr. will be joining us later in the show. What a way to kick off the year. We come to Maui, and it's work, but it's paradise.
Well, some of us are working. I'm sure you are, but me, it's questionable.
No, I'm sure you had a lot of copy to get out of there. Let's begin by a very simple question for help our listeners understand a little bit. It's a winners-only event, so a very small field, only 34 will be teeing it up. When you think of this event, with your knowledge of the golf industry and your expertise in covering tournaments, how do you think of this tournament?
Well, I think of this tournament as just one that may be one of the more difficult to win because there are 34 guys here who won tournaments last year. So certainly it's not populated by anybody who doesn't know how to finish off a tournament. And because of that, and because of the nature of the golf course, it can be very tricky with the winds and the slope, the grain of the greens and everything else. And there's a lot that goes into this event and very difficult to win, but somebody will.
Yeah, they always do. It certainly seems that way. Well, we've been saying for over a month when January 1st and the Century Tournament of Champions rolls around, we were going to be on Maui. We are here. A little bit of a delay in getting here. But as long as you land safe and sound, you don't really too concerned about being a little bit late. And where we're staying certainly makes up for it. We're staying at the Kapalua Villas. They are just as beautiful and luxurious as ever. And hopefully you get a little bit of the picture. Beautiful sunshine, great accommodation, gorgeous ocean views. What could be better? So if you're planning a trip to Maui or want to, visit KapaluaVillas.com. Choose the best option for your stay, and you can get all the information that you need, KapaluaVillas.com. By the way, you're listening to The Grill Room, powered by Vertical Groove Golf, the new face of golf, heard on KTRS, the Big 550 AM in St. Louis. Also on Armed Forces Radio, Talk Sport 2, TuneIn, Audio Boom, iTunes, Spreaker, iHeart Radio. And if you can just ask your smart Spreaker, or smart speaker, I should say, Alexa, just say, play the Grill Room, and it'll come on. All right, Plantation Course, Dave, you've played it many times. We've played it together. 7,400 yards, a lot of up and downs, a lot of wind, but Bill Corp and Ben Crenshaw, they built it with the winds in mind. So winds really, it doesn't hurt to play.
It doesn't if you get the trades. If you do get the Kona winds, which we have seen on occasion, and they play opposite to the way that the course was really designed. They designed this, obviously, with the longer downwind, downhill holes playing down into the wind, and then, of course, shorter holes and so forth playing into the wind uphill, so on and so forth. But, if you can ride the wind and know how to play it, what did Justin Thomas shoot last year? 26 under or whatever he shot. I can't remember because there seemed to be so many birdies flying around. But it's scoreable if the winds are right.
Why don't we begin with Justin Thomas in our discussion? An incredible season, 5 wins, 1 major, the PGA Championship. Your thoughts on Justin Thomas?
Well, he arrived. I mean, he figured out how to to get himself in contention, and then, of course, to close it out, which he hadn't been able to do. I think he took some cues from his good friend Jordan Spieth and learning what to do when, the heat is on, how to react, what to think about. And, of course, look, Justin's probably got one of the top five, six golf swings in the game, and, his history with his grandfather and his father who both are professionals. You know, he's got all the tools and he's got the right mentality.
You know, that's what made the victory at the PGA Championship down in Charlotte at Quail Hollow extra special. You know, your grandfather's a club pro, your dad's a club pro, and now you win the PGA of America event. It was almost Hollywood. I mean, for a while there, I kept saying to myself, is this really happening?
Yeah, it was seemed like the perfect confluence of factors for him on a really hard, long golf course. You know, to be able to show off the kind of game he has. And it is a game that was built by his father and his grandfather and the influences and so forth. I mean, this kid grew up in golf, loving golf, wanting to be a golf pro. And that was, you know, the culmination of everything he ever wanted. And now he has one major and I think more are to come.
Dave Shedlowski, our special guest here in the Grill Room, talking about Justin Thomas, and this is what he had to say to the media prior to the start of this year's event.
It's just so fun. It really is. I mean, the course is fun. You know, you can make a lot of birdies on it. The limited field is nice. You know, the rounds go by fast, playing in twosomes, and it's just a laid-back vibe. You know, people have some great places to eat, which is always enjoyable. It's just, there's really nothing negative about the tournament.
Well, there's Justin Thomas, Dave, and one thing I wanted to ask you, you know, when the duo of Justin Thomas and Jimmy Johnson, one of the more respected caddies on the PGA Tour, an excellent caddy, I certainly would put him in the top three of guys carrying a bag in this world of professional golf right now. That seemed to be like the perfect formula.
I think that's a factor that I overlooked in talking about everything that had come together. Jimmy's experience is certainly caddying for Nick Price for a long time and some other really fine players. I mean, that just added another element of a guy who can think about what's going on the golf course, say the right thing at the right time, pick the right clubs, know what his guy is going through, and to, you know, just really be a support system and bring a lot of positives, and positives are so important when you're trying to hit golf shots under pressure, to just have that positive kind of frame of mind.
Yeah, it's, you know, knowing what to say at the right time is an aspect that's probably not talked about enough amongst the general public, and Jimmy does it with a lot of modesty. I talked to him just a couple of hours ago, and he was absolutely thrilled to death with what happened, and why wouldn't he be? His man wins five times, as I said, in a major championship.
Plus $7 million.
Plus, but the thing, Dave, that he said that really made me happy, and he said, you know, Bob, he says he hadn't changed a bit. He's not big time now. He's not any different than the guy was when I went on his bag before he had all of this success. I love hearing that. And along those lines, and I'm sure you feel somewhat like I do in this situation, you know, 10 years ago, 15 years ago, I used to feel a little bit disappointed. A lot of players that were eligible to participate in this event opted not to come, and certainly for some European players, it's a little bit of a hike. But this modern-day group, Dave, I mean, three of the four major winners are here. I love the fact that these young guys, they're paying their homage to this event.
Yeah, they support it. They understand that it's an important event because of the winners-only aspect of the field. They certainly recognize that it's an opportunity to enjoy playing a tournament where, as Justin was just talking about, laid-back atmosphere, twosomes, quick rounds. You know, and they have a lot of fun off the golf course. And that's the thing, I think, that this younger generation of players that we have, they seem to have the right balance between how much fun they should be having and how much work they should put into their golf. And it's obviously worked very hard, but they also get that they embrace the opportunity to also get away from it.
Yeah, absolutely. And, you know, the people here in Hawaii, the Hawaiian charities that benefit from this event, certainly the more star power that shows up, that translates down to more eyeballs on the TV, more people in person. And by the way, anybody listening to the show that has an opportunity to come in person, I know I recommend it. I'm sure Dave will echo my sentiments. I mean, because the limited number of spectators, you really get up close and personal with these players unlike any other event on the calendar.
Yeah, I would agree with that. It's a pretty good experience for them. I mean, you know, nobody's craning their necks to see around the next guy or whatever. And, you know, because the fairways are wide, they maybe don't get quite as close as, you know, some players or as you would at some venues, but you can see everything. And the, you know, the views are spectacular when you're not watching golf. Maybe you see a whale breaching off in the distance in the ocean or whatever. Yeah, I mean, it really, you'd love to see a few more people here to be able to enjoy it because it's really a great atmosphere for them.
Well, we in the media, we certainly enjoy it. We certainly appreciate all the efforts, and we'd be remiss without saying a special thank you to Karen Sager, who, Dave, you've known for years and years. She runs the media center here. Nancy Cross, the executive director of the event. I mean, these are special people that work hard, and they take a lot of pride in their event. And from the minute we get to the media center to the minute we leave to go home next week, you can feel it.
Who's going home?
Well, you're going to Sony, that's for sure.
Oh, that's right. No, you're right. Absolutely right. They understand how to run a tournament and how to make you feel welcome. And, you know, they remember names. They remember needs. They remember everything that's going on. And, yeah, it really is pretty light lifting for us at the end of the week, too.
We talked about some star power that are going to be put on display here this week. We'll just talk about a couple of the guys that are worth attention. Ricky Fowler, certainly, Dave, he would love to get off to a good start. Is this the year that he can get the job done in a major? I mean, Ricky Fowler's done everything. I mean, multiple winner on tour, won the Players' Championship. Just a little blank in the resume as far as a major title.
Well, I think the fact that he won the Hero World Challenge in that last event that Tiger played in and made you know, his first start in a long time, I think that round he played, the final round, I think he birdied the first seven holes of the final round to take it away from Charlie Hoffman. I think that was a great sign that he's ready to win and perhaps win a little more often. Whether you get the timing right on a major, that's the whole thing. But, I mean, we're going to venues which – you know, I mean, there's no reason he can't win at any of the venues that we're at for the majors. But he's still got to beat guys like, you know, number one Dustin Johnson and, you know, Hideki Matsuyama and, of course, Jordan Spieth, Justin Thomas, et cetera.
Well, you mentioned the name Hideki Matsuyama. He's done a lot in this game. All the talent in the world. I think, personally, that, you know, if he gets his first major, there'll be more to come. I mean, the guy works too hard and he's got too much talent, as far as I'm concerned, to keep him out of winning a major.
Well, if he can get rid of Justin Thomas, he probably could win a major because Justin, you know, of course, beat him last year at Quail Hollow. Justin beat him here last year at Kapalua. He beat him at the CIMB Classic. It seems like if he can get past Justin Thomas, you know, he'd win a lot more. But, I mean, that's just, you know, coincidence more than anything. But you're right. Hideki's got all the shots, and he's certainly a really good putter, which is another important thing. I like everything about his game, and I like his demeanor. It's just, a lot of it's timing. You know that.
Well, what I want to talk about after you take this opportunity for me to brag about our accommodations this week, because they certainly are world class. One thought that I had flying over here, and I want you to think about this while I talk about the villas here, Dave, is it's always pressure to win a major championship because there are only four a year. That's well documented. But I think right now, with the tremendous number of players that, you know, certainly capable of winning, and, you know, a couple of guys that aren't even here. I mean, you know, Rory McIlroy, Jason Day, just two prime examples of guys that certainly have the talent that won majors before. You know, but now is, then you put in Dustin Johnson, Justin Thomas, and Jordan Spieth. Golly, there's only four. What are we going to do? I think there's more pressure on guys now to win a major because they know how tough it is. You think about that while I brag about the place we're staying, because it is simply spectacular. So if you're planning on coming to Maui, think about the Kapalua Villas. They are just incredible, and you can have ocean view. You can have golf course view. All the accommodations are one's better than the other. So probably your biggest decision is, what do I want to look at? Do I want to look at a golf course? Do I want to look at those ocean views? And boy, they are spectacular. So if you're planning a trip to Maui, or you want to, and I highly advise it, go to kapalorvillas.com. Choose the best option for your stay. kapalorvillas.com. All right, Dave, I asked you to ponder it while I bragged about our accommodations. Are you in my camp that, you know, because of the depth of talent and so many guys can win a major now, is it even harder than it used to be, maybe even 10 years ago?
I think it's harder than it's ever been, Bob, and I think you're right. I just, it boggles the mind that, the number of guys who have not just the talent, I think, but also a mindset that they should win. And not that they could win, but that they should win. I mean, look at somebody like a Jimmy Walker, who won a PGA 2 years ago. And, I mean, you wouldn't have put him in that category, but he's good enough, he's long enough, he putted well, and he got a major. And I think there's 50, 60 guys like that out there.
Yeah, it really is amazing. And you talked about the mindset a little earlier in the show, Dave, and it was one of the questions I put to Jordan Spieth, somebody that comes in here thinking he's going to win. Here's my conversation with three-time major winner Jordan Spieth. Well, 11 victories on the PGA Tour, three majors, but I got to believe your fiancé saying yes to the marriage proposal, your biggest victory so far.
Oh, yeah, it was a great night. It was something that was probably coming, and she probably knew it was coming sometime soon. We talked about it, so it's kind of nice to, I guess, become a grown-up.
Watching you from your early days in Byron Nelson to where you are now as, you know, a true superstar, you seem to have become more philosophical. You're taking not only the physical aspects of golf, but you're devoting a lot of time to the mental side. Is this something you're doing consciously?
Yeah, it is. When you get to kind of, I guess, a certain, you know, level of popularity, then, you know, there's just a lot more, stresses that come with it. There's a lot more outside influences because there's such a peaked interest in what you're doing all the time. And so to learn how to kind of block that out and to be you, you know, it's kind of a head game to play with the amount of access people are able to have these days through social, through media in general. And so it's about, you know, trying not to change, trying to be yourself without and that can be certainly a battle psychologically that I felt has been something I need to tackle as much or more so than anything physical.
Dave, kind of fascinating to hear Jordan Spieth. He's devoting a lot of time to the mental side of the game, which at this level now, with the depth of talent, you have to be ready mentally.
Mark Leishman also talked about that when we sat down with him earlier today, that he's probably maybe a slightly better golfer as far as the technical aspect of the game and so forth, but he's miles ahead of where he was, say, 5-6 years ago mentally. And that's what, you know, brought him a victory at the BMW this year and another one at the Arnold Palmer Invitational. So, it's big, and it's something that every golfer, it's a hurdle they have to clear, and it was something that guys like Arnold Palmer, Jack Nicklaus learned, and that's what separated them. And Tiger Woods, of course.
Well, I'm glad you brought up that name, Tiger Woods. I'd be remiss, our listeners would be disappointed, if I didn't say to you, look in the Dave Shedlowski crystal ball, what do we see for Tiger Woods in 2018?
I hope we see good health. If we see good health, then I think he's going to contend in some tournaments. He might even win one. I don't know what event that could possibly be, but he looked good in the Bahamas. And I think everybody wants to say that they see him healthy, that he is able to end his career on his terms, whenever that is, and that he plays some good golf down the stretch here.
Well, I can't thank you enough, Dave, for being our special guest here in the Grill Room. 2018 promises to be maybe the best year in a long, long time. A little Tiger Woods spice in there would be nice. Still to come, more of a preview of the Century Tournament of Champions, all that when we return.
You're listening to The Grill Room. Situated in central St. Louis resides the oldest public golf course west of the Mississippi, Normandy Golf Club. Opened in 1901 and designed by the renowned Fowlis Brothers of Scotland, this old gem has played host to Babe Ruth, Mickey Rooney, and the great Babe Zaharias. History lives and breathes at The Rock, as Normandy is affectionately known. A mixture of long and short holes in a tree-lined atmosphere challenge golfers of all skill levels. The 18th hole at Normandy, well, it's as tough a par 3 as you'll find, measuring 251 yards from the back tee. In 2015, a renewed commitment was made to this unique property under the direction of Walters Golf Management. Affordable rates and top-notch service is what you'll find at Normandy Golf Club. The facility uses a unique dynamic pricing structure that golfers seem to love. If your travels bring you to St. Louis, make sure to make a tee time at The Rock. To learn more, check out normandygolf.com or call 314-862-4884 and enjoy old-school golf at its finest.
Welcome back to the Grill Room. Your table's ready.
Welcome back to this special edition of the Grill Room, coming to you from Maui. And now we're joined by my partner, Jay Randolph Jr. I want to thank Dave Shadlowski for sitting in while Jay was busy attending to one of his many other businesses. The only thing better would be if you were sitting alongside me here in Maui.
Well, you're not lying, Bob. What a beautiful spot it is. I know you and Janice are going to enjoy it as the PGA Tour gets back in action in Hawaii. And I can't wait. I've been waiting ever since Tiger left us. And we had that phenomenal Ricky Fowler final round. I'm ready for golf.
Yeah, I think a lot of people are. And you know who's really ready for golf? And I see a distinct difference from maybe 10, 15 years ago covering this event. Back then, Jay, it was treated by at least half the players in the field as a vacation. Yep. It's no longer regarded that way. Every one of the players that has arrived here that I've had an opportunity to speak to, they're ready to go. They want a victory. They want FedEx Cup points. They want to get their year off to a real solid start in 2018. It, quite honestly, Jay, very refreshing.
Well, and you're right. And I think you've pointed it out through this past year in 2017 that every tournament now has some significance. I mean, for somebody, and the fields are getting better. And it's good to, you know, here's the thing about this week. These guys want to be there and they want to compete. There are guys that aren't there that are eligible to be. They make the decision to choose their schedules differently. But the guys that are there, I totally agree with you. It used to bring, you know, bring your kids, enjoy the new year, play a little golf, make your 35,000, 40,000, and play four rounds of golf. That's no longer the case, Bob. That's a good point.
All right, let's talk a little bit about the modern day player, Jay. And you were an exceptional stick in your day, so I respect your, you know, insight to these players. I think more and more strategy is being replaced by strength. They just want to hit it as far as they can. They'll worry about it when they get there. Although I want to add this little caveat, Jay. As you well know, the rough here, I mean, the fairways are 9 miles wide, so you shouldn't find the rough. But the rough in places is 3 or 4 foot high. You don't find the ball. There's numerous canyons out here that if you hit it in the canyon, you're not finding the ball. But do you agree strength is the game plan rather than strategy?
Absolutely. I think it's been one of the disappointing things for you and I, and we've talked over the last couple of months about scaling back the golf ball and certain golf courses that, frankly, are out of date and cannot hold major championships anymore. But this is a unique golf course with the five par fives. You know, you got a lot of things that can happen. You can make a lot of birdies. And as you said, if you do get it offline, there's some trouble there. And like you said, the canyons and wrong places to hit it. So you'll see some bigger numbers by some guys, but it's also a golf course that, as you know, if you get rolling on, you can build momentum. It's a fun golf course to play if you're playing well.
And yesterday morning, we had a little opportunity to spend some breakfast time with the number one player in the world, Dustin Johnson. Later on, he told the media he's ready to kick off this year in fine style.
Yeah, I mean, I enjoy coming back here. You know, I've been here the last, you know, quite a few years now. So it's a place I really enjoy coming. What's not to like about Hawaii? And this golf course, it's a good golf course for me. I like it. It's big. It's, you know, pretty long. I can hit a lot of drivers. So I enjoy being here.
Bob, he was one of those guys that went over there a little early, and I believe spent the new year, and he looks ready to go. I mean, again, as I said earlier, if you're going to play here, you want to be ready and you want to play well. And a former winner of this tournament, I think the golf course suits him perfectly. And he's my pick this week, actually, is Dustin Johnson.
Well, you got a pretty solid pick, but he's going to get a lot of competition from somebody that played so well down at the Hero World Challenge. Of course, I'm talking about Ricky Fowler. You referenced his closing round down to win that event in the Bahamas. But right now, Ricky Fowler's spirits are definitely high.
Goals going for this year's, I'd say, biggest and main one is get a major. I think we did a good job of last year, put myself in contention multiple times, but there needs to be some better weekends to make sure that we're on top come Sunday afternoon. So that's the main goal this year.
Well, we've talked about it, Bob. The only thing that Ricky is missing from his repertoire is a major championship. He certainly, I think, is one of the favorites here. Again, another guy who seems to fit this plantation course very well. You know he's, you know, riding the high from that final round and lapping everybody at the Hero World Challenge. And, you know, he wants to be in that mix with the Justin Thomases, the Jordan Spieths, the Dustin Johnson. Just got to get a major championship. But, boy, he could be a big factor this week.
And somebody that has the distinction of being the only player in the field that comes in as defending champion. Of course, we're talking about Justin Thomas after his 5 victory, including a major championship last year. Justin Thomas, certainly somebody we're going to have to keep an eye on.
Well, I mean, you mentioned it. The only guy that's defending, they're all winners, but this guy's defending, and it wouldn't surprise me if he went out and waxed him. I mean, you know, you've got some, when you just those 3 players we heard from, Bob, let alone that these are all winners, this is going to be good stuff.
And of course, our buddy, my buddy, your buddy, somebody we really respect and admire for his talent and quite frankly, marches to the beat of his own drum, doesn't really worry about too much. And that's Pat Perez, a winner twice after having that, critical shoulder surgery. He's got a new attitude. He's mellowed out a little bit. Wouldn't surprise me. Pat Perez comes away with a victory here this week.
No, you know, you look at Pat Perez, and you hate to say everything now from now on is gravy, but we mentioned it a couple of weeks ago, Bob. Pat Perez is ranked 19th in the world. And when you start looking at the names ahead of him, and the names behind him that are world-class players, it just, I mean, this was a guy that you wouldn't have been stunned if he went off somewhere or took another job. He recommitted himself, and my goodness, Pat Perez, I hate to be repeating myself, but the 4 guys we've mentioned, their golf game suits this golf course.
Yeah, Pat Perez certainly there. One aspect of this tournament, Jay, that is pretty amazing, and it doesn't really hold true at any other event. Anybody that becomes eligible by winning an event on the PGA Tour, they're instructed that not only are they invited to come to Maui to participate in the Century Tournament of Champions. But if you got some friends and family members and you want to bring them, that'd be okay. We were sitting at one of our favorite watering holes last night. A couple came in. We started talking to them. They were the aunt and uncle of Chris Stroud. And they said, you know, Chris called us up and said, hey, guys, you know, I qualified for Maui. If you'd like to come, I can take care of your accommodations. I mean, they were over the moon, and who could blame them?
Well, there's a reason you and Janice go out every year for this event, and that's because of the way they treat the patrons, the players, the caddies, the sponsors. It's a wonderful spot. If you've never been there and you're thinking of going to Hawaii, I cannot recommend it enough. And you're going to see this golf course on TV, and you've seen it before, and it's been on Tiger Woods golf video games and different stuff. It's a playable golf course from the right set of tees. And as I said, a lot of fun. So, there's another example of them doing it right. Hey, you want to bring your college roommate or your uncle and your aunt? Come, bring them with you.
It's a pretty good deal, if you ask me. John Rahm here for the first time. The sensation from Spain, who was victorious on the PGA Tour last year, he's simply overwhelmed at the scenery here. And boy, is he a big bomber. He's somebody that probably going to have to keep an eye on. And then this, Jay, what about the opening ceremonies here? They are simply spectacular. We get to watch hula dances, Hawaiian musicians, incredible atmosphere on that first tee. And during the opening ceremonies, we're looking down the first fairway, over some tall pines, into the Pacific Ocean, and then almost on cue, whales are jumping down there. No matter how many times I've been here, Jay, I keep saying, I'm looking at a Hollywood set. This is not real, but it is real, and you owe yourself a favor if you've never been to Maui and you love golf and you love beauty. This is the place to come, but it is a very, very special tournament along those lines.
Well, let's talk for a moment about the Vertical Groove driver. Of course, Vertical Groove Golf, the new face of golf, our sponsor. And as the name suggests, the grooves on the club face go vertical, up and down, not horizontal or sideways, as is the tradition. This USGA-approved club simply does two things. It lets you hit the ball straighter because the vertical grooves keep the ball from going as far sideways as might otherwise happen. And if the ball isn't going sideways, folks, then it'll be going straighter and longer. Try it out for yourself. Just go to vertgolf.com where you can customize your order. You can pick your shaft, your grip size, your grip type, your loft, all that stuff. Just go to vertgolf.com. And by the way, the vertical groove driver is also available in the UK, Denmark, Sweden, and other European countries, as well as South Korea and South Africa. It is a global brand. Vertgolf.com. That's where you can place your order. Now, when we come back, a special update on a story we've been following. Good news for a friend of the Grill Room.
You're listening to The Grill Room.
The Grill Room's official hotel partner for the Tournament of Champions is the Kapalo Villas Maui, the ultimate hideaway, where privacy is as much a part of the experience as the world-class facility. 3 beaches, 11 restaurants, a great spa, championship golf, and world-class tennis. If a trip to Maui is in your plans, please visit kapalovillasmaui.com or call them at 800-545-0018 to make your reservation today. Kapalo Villas Maui, the complete Hawaiian experience.
Hi, I'm Ernie Els. Autism is not game over, it is game on. Get educated and learn the facts. Please learn the early warning signs on our website, elsforautism.com, and talk to your doctor about an autism screening if you have any concerns.
Welcome back to The Grill Room.
Once again, welcome back to a special edition of The Grill Room. We're coming to you from Maui, a garden paradise, and the Century Tournament of Champions is going to be underway this week. The first official event of the PGA Tour for the calendar year 2018. And as Jay Randolph mentioned, going to break, January has been declared January for Jarrett. A well-known web.com and former PGA Tour player, Jarrett Lyle, in December had his third bone marrow transplant. And now the family needs help with their everyday expenses, medical expenses, family expenses. And Jay, people can donate to the January for Jarrett Fund by simply going to www.ucaring.com/January for Jarrett. And he's fighting hard. We've known him for quite a while. He's an outstanding young man, got a family to take care of, and we want him to score the biggest victory of his life, and people can really help out.
Boy, I hope to tell you he's battling. And you know, you see pictures of him on Twitter, and fellow players will post something, and there's just so many people rallying behind him. If you can, certainly help. Just go to ucaring.com, January for Jarrett. It's a wonderful story. The battle continues. You talked about that beautiful family, and we wish him the best in what has been a really tough time for him, but he's always kept that smile going, Bob.
There's no doubt about it, and we want to make that smile even bigger. And as Jay just told you, you can help by going to ucaring.com/January4Jarrett. I want to talk a little bit, Jay, right now about the difference in the landscape out here in regards to media attention. Previously, any fans or anybody that followed the game, they would either have to go to a golf magazine or read newspaper articles or whatever, watch on television and listen to it on the radio, come to the grill room. But there's a new form of communications, and it's through social media. And it seems, Jay, and help me out here, help our listeners out, seems like it's going to be the direction going forward where the players control their own news.
Bob, it's a fascinating time. They control the message. You're exactly right. With what we have available on Twitter and elsewhere, it's amazing the changes. I, as a young golf geek, like the U.S. Open qualifying would be held in St. Louis, and I'm sure the golf pro got tired of me calling and wanting to get the scores from him. Now you get that on your phone. The instant notification, Bob. I mean, you can find out on every hole what your golfer made on that score. You could be sitting at your office, and it updates you every hole. This guy made a birdie on this hole. I mean, it's crazy.
And if people detect a little excitement in the voice of Jay Randolph and my voice, how about as far as the grill room goes? There are going to be two majors contested this year, one a U.S. Open in my backyard, one a PGA Championship in the backyard of Jay Randolph Jr. I mean, it's almost like stuff Hollywood was writing up, Jay.
I have. You know, everybody starts talking about what are you looking forward to next year and this and that. And here in St. Louis, and for myself personally, I just think it's going to be a great year of golf. And I'm looking forward to spending the year talking to you about what I think is going to be a really tremendous year of golf.
And we're certainly kicking it off in fine style here in Maui.
Well, now you're up to date on what's going on around the world of golf. That's it for this week. You're listening to The Grill Room, powered by Vertical Groove Golf, the new face of golf.
So on behalf of our executive producer, Janice Self, Jay Randolph Jr., and myself, Bob Bupka, a big thank you for being part of our Grill Room family. Please follow us on Twitter at TGRGolf. Of course, you can like us and follow us on Facebook and on Instagram at The Grill Room Golf Show.
Thanks for spending some time in The Grill Room. No need to leave a tip. Just come back again next week. The Grill Room.